fresh off a weekend of getting onto the new Bluey episode, Kimber. The 30-minute episode.
Look, the most I know about Bluey is what I've learned from you and your kids. But I must say, I was looking at Reddit on the weekend and someone had put up a post saying, are you an adult that watches Bluey and doesn't have any kids? And there were a series of people who said, absolutely, I watch it because it's really wholesome. One person even said, yeah, I watch it because I think it's our duty to reparent ourselves. So you must be getting something out of it.
Well, what was amazing with this episode in particular, just on that point, was that there were so many themes through the episode where it felt like it was actually made for adults. Like the mums and dads watching rather than the kids. Now, as part of the episode, it's called The Sign. The Bluey house is up for sale. There's a big sign on the front, right? And they go through all the motions of dealing with all of that, right? I won't give away too much about what happens. But the real estate agent is played by Rove McManus. And he does such a good job. Take a listen to this.
Banditas, the big B, Bandito.
Hey, Bucky, how you going, mate?
You're
going
to love this place.
Oh, it doesn't have a pool?
Oh, no, you won't need one. Queensland summers aren't that hot. Banditas, good news. They want to buy the house.
What?
I mean, they really wanted a pool, but...
Can I call you back later?
Yeah, share the good news with the fam.
Rove joins us on the show now. Good morning to you, Bucky.
Good morning, how are we?
Rove, who gets you into that extra Australian accent? You do it a little bit more.
I know, you got to go right up the nose is the first bit.
Yep.
You got to get right up there because it's very, and you're up in Queensland as well. So, and then just hold on to the end of your sentences.
Now, I've got to ask you a couple of questions about the episode, mate, because there were a few things where I was like, okay, hang on a sec. What's going on here? What sort of weird dimension are we in when there's only one couple that rocks up to the home open in 2024 for one and has the audacity, the audacity to start negotiating over a pool?
That's right. And then, are they happy to lose a deposit if they change their mind? Like, who knows? But I like that that's your big question, not the talking dogs or why is everyone else naked in the show, but mine's wearing a shirt and tie?
Actually, that's a great point. Even at the wedding. Everybody was naked.
No pants, though. He still doesn't wear pants.
It's from that terrible tattoo that Bucky got when he was 18 and didn't think it through, and now he's got to wear a shirt everywhere.
It's like a weird thing. It's shaved into his back, too. So
Now,
weird.
Mate, you've obviously watched the episode, right? Did it bring you to tears? It brought me to tears.
Yeah, there's only a couple of moments where it grabs you. I obviously knew what was coming, where the episode was going, and which was also part of the lead up to it. So, when everyone was saying, is this it? Is it the end and it's your fault? I knew that was about to happen from the moment I read the script and went, oh my God, they're selling the house. Oh, and I'm the guy selling the house. Well, this is going to go down well. But it still does catch you. It's a beautiful show that there's humor and there's great relatable family stuff in there, but at its core it has heart. And when that gets you, oh boy, watch out.
Is Bluey going to stand the test of time? It's like you could watch back old Wiggles over and over and over, but if Bluey is so contemporary and modern, like, will it still be something they're watching in 10 years if they don't do new eps?
It's a good question. I think they will. I think some of the foundation of it, there's a lot of stuff that's like there's an episode about, the grandpa coming up with his own app on a phone, like that. Those sorts of ones in the future maybe could get lost on a generation. But the dad pretending his arm is an emu called Sean, I mean, that's never going to go out of style.
Now, so you can confirm for us right here, this isn't the end of Bluey, right? I mean, I won't give away anything with regards to how the episode ends because there are parents listening to this who haven't had a chance to watch who are getting home as soon as they can to be able to check this out. But it's not the end, right? There's more to come.
No, I think I certainly can't say it, but I know just have come out and just calmed everyone's nerves to say, yes, this isn't the end of Bluey. But, where to next from here, especially if you haven't seen the episode yet. I don't want to be spoiling anything for anybody. But
that's okay. As soon as you started giving away something that sounded dodge, the phone started cutting out. Like, they knew you were being cut. It got really sketchy in there for a bit.
Much like a, I have a little chip in my neck that the producers put in there, and if I stray too far in plot spoilers, they do zap me.
Hey, Rove McManus on the phone with us right now. He plays Bucky on the latest episode of Bluey. Mate, just before we let you go, I just got to ask you quickly, what's the story between you and your family and Pink's family? There was that story when Pink was here in WA and she was playing Optus Stadium and you guys were all out on a boat in the Swan River. Is this legacy stuff back to Rove Live days?
Yeah, I've known Pink for, 20 years or something. We've been friends. So, yeah, just hanging out when we're in town. We just get the families together when we can, which is very rare. So it was just nice to get the chance to do it.
That would have been so good to know before we sent our street man Sam out to the hotel where we thought Pink was staying with, like, a megaphone and signs, and we got a Pink-branded car that Joanne in Perth drives where it's got Pink's face all over the convertible, and drove around looking for her for hours, and then we found out that the next day you were on the boat with her and she wasn't even at the hotel.
She just come to my place. Next time, just do that.
Unreal. All right, mate. Nice to catch up with you, Rove. Thanks for jumping on this morning. Looking forward to seeing more Bucky on the show.
Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.
There we go. Rove McManus, who plays Bucky on the latest episode of Bluey. It's on ABC TV and iView as we speak.